1. Look at our verses again, verse 16 and 17. I hope you got some good rest last night, and I trust that you're ready to go to meeting this morning. We sure do need the Lord, and we trust the Lord to do some things for us today. Verse 16, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. And yesterday morning, I'm not going to be long, I won't be near as long as it was yesterday. Yesterday morning, Psalm 71, we said this is covering the span of David's life. He references his birth. He references on two occasions the days of his youth. And then he speaks about a time he's looking forward as he's growing older, and he's looking to a time when he's going to be old and gray-headed, and he's looking around at where he is. I believe he's at a crossroads in his life. And here in these verses, the words we're emphasizing, David said in verse 16, I will go. He's at a crossroads, and he's saying, I'm going to go with God. I'm going to go forward with God. All the things going on around me and in my generation and in my culture, I'm at a crossroads. I'm making up my mind. I am going forward with God. And everybody has to be brought to a crossroads. You're going to be, if you're not there yet, you're going to be brought to a crossroads one of these days where you have to make a decision. Am I going to go with God, or am I going to go with the world, or go with my fleshly desires and go with my friends and go with what's popular? David said, I'm not interested in any of that. I'm interested in going with God. And so we looked at the phrase, I will go. We looked at his determination. I will. It was a matter of his will. And you're not going to go with God if you do not will yourself to do so. Amen. God ain't going to drag you. Amen. God is not going to drag you. God wants you to make a decision and for you to express your determination to go with the Lord. And then we talk about his direction. I will go. Go implies, when you study it out, it implies forward motion. He's not backing up. I thought about last night when Brother Sexton was preaching from Josiah. The Bible said of Josiah, he turned not to the right nor to the left. What did he do? He was going forward with God. And all those things the preacher was preaching and pleading with us about on last night, Josiah was saying is, I'm going forward with God. I'm not going the left. I'm not going the right. I'm not backing up like Grandpa and Daddy did. I'm going forward with God. That's his direction. And then we ended yesterday on his desire that it was to be where God was. All this psalm, 13 times, O Lord, O God, O Lord God. And he's expressing this desire that as he's going to go, where he is determined to go, is to the will of God and where God is leading him. Now, what I want to do this morning, real quick, four truths connected here, verse 16 and 17, connected to this matter about going forward with God. Is there any of y'all this morning, raise your hand now, I want to go forward with God. That is, don't raise it just because everybody else is. I really want to go forward with God. And preacher, if you could explain some more about that, I'll listen and I'll get something out of it. Watch this here in these verses, four things. He said in verse 16, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. If you're writing notes, write it down this way. David is saying, I'm going forward strengthened of God. I'm going forward strengthened of God. You see, David, however old he is in this time when he's writing this, Brother Bailey, he's come to the place in his life he realizes he's not strong enough in himself. He needs God to pour out a measure of strength upon his life. And I think sometimes young folk are sincere, and you go to camps and you're taking the camps and meetings and church services just every week of your life. And you hear things and you get stirred and you say, boy, I would like to live for God in that area of my life. And you come and you try to pray about it and you get up and you go try to do it. But what I want you to understand, if you're not doing it in the strength of the Lord, If you're just doing it in the strength of your flesh, you say, but preach, you talk about determination. I'm not saying that doesn't matter. Be determined, but learn how to tap into the strength of Almighty God to help you. That's what Paul said. Y'all know this verse. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. There's not a preacher in this building. We got great preachers going to preach to you today. Great preachers preach to you thus far in the meeting. And great preachers, there's not a preacher, there's not a man of God in this meeting or anywhere you know that is strong enough within themselves to live the Christian life. If you're going to go forward with God, you're going to have to go as God strengthens you and enables you to do something you cannot do of yourself. And so I thought about what Paul said to young Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 1. He said to him, be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus. And immediately he's going to talk about battles and warfares and oppositions and entanglements and all these things that are set against us going with God, living for God, selling out for God, dealing with our flesh. And the matters of the messages we've heard this week, if we're going to go with God in them areas, we've got to understand we have got to be dependent upon the grace of God strengthening us to keep our commitments. What we vow on this altar, you're going to need God to strengthen you to perform when you get home. He's saying, if I'm going to go forward with God, I've got to go strengthened, go forward strengthened of God. Number 2, verse 16, notice what he said. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Are y'all listening? If you're taking notes, write it down this way. Going forward, sanctified to God. If you're going to go forward with God, you're going to have to go forward, sanctified to God. It's interesting that as soon as he expresses his determination, as he expresses his direction, as he talks about this desire that he has to go with God, Brother Lindsay, he says, I want you to know there's nothing good about me. And we could quote all the verses. Y'all know the verses. Isaiah said, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. There's nothing good about our flesh. And Pastor dealt with that last night. And so how are we going to go forward with God? You're kidding yourself if you think you're going to go forward with God with a Delilah in secret. You're going to have to be sanctified as you go forward with God. He's going to lead you. Where's he going to lead you? Do you want God to lead your life? Here's what David said. He's going to lead me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And David said, in light and in connection, that I want to go forward with God. That's the desire of my heart. I don't want to go the way of the world. I don't want to go the way of the casualties. I don't want to go the way of the prodigals. I want to go forward with God. And if I'm going to do that, I've got to yield my life. I've got to yield every member of my body to be sanctified to God. I don't know that we understand or appreciate that doctrine and those truths in this day. See, y'all been lied to by even church people that say you can have the best of both worlds. I can live my own way on Mondays, and then I'll come in and I'll sing, oh, how I love Jesus, and wave my hand, and I'll do the religious things on Sunday and when I'm around the preacher, and I'm just going to have the best of both worlds. There's no such thing. You're going to have to learn to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Be separated in your life, sanctified to God, so that you can go forward with God. It's only when sanctification begins to take place, when come out from among them, be separate. The Lord said, if you'll do that, I will walk with you. I will dwell with you. I have fellowship with you. I'll be in you. And that's what it is to go forward with God. Somebody's going to have to yield themselves to a sanctified life. Amen. That means you're gonna have to sanctify your eyes and what you're watching. Amen. You're gonna have to sanctify your ears and what you're listening to. You're gonna have to sanctify your tongue and the things that you say. You're going to have to sanctify your feet and the places you go. You're going to have to sanctify your body and how you clothe it and how you dress it and present it to an ungodly world. You're going to have to be sanctified in every area of your life. Now, I know there's growth in that. You don't just get it all just like that. There's growth, but as God puts His finger on things in your life and shows you areas of your life where His righteousness cannot be mentioned in your life, you're going to have to say, "Yes, Lord, I will sanctify that to you as well." And as you do that, here's what you're going to find. You'll go forward and you'll go further with God than you could even imagine today. And that's David's desire. He said, "I'm going forward strengthened of God. I'm going forward sanctified to God." And verse 17, write it down this way. Number 3, I'm nearly done. Going forward schooled by God. Are y'all with me now? Come on now, wake up. I know it's early. It ain't that early, all right? It ain't 5 in the morning. Come on. David said, "Thou hast taught me from my youth." David said, "There's things I've been instructed about. Things that God has enlightened me about, even in the days of my youth, things no doubt his parents had taught him, things that no doubt Samuel had poured into his life, and later in David's life, the man of God, Nathan, and people around David's life that God used to teach David some things." Listen now about how to live for God. David said, "It is God that has taught me to live the way I'm living." I'm interested this morning. Hey, man, I'm interested in this morning. Let me ask you this question. Everybody listen. Who taught you how to live like you're living right now? Who taught you that what you're wearing is okay? Who taught you that the music you listen to is acceptable? See, there's a warning in the Word of God in the Psalms about not learning the way of the heathen. And there are people that their lives, I look at them, they some folk in this place, I love all of you, some of you I know, and I really, really love, and I'm praying for you, and I'm rooting for you, young people in our church, young people from your church, and when I look at their life, I have to scratch my head and say, "Where'd you learn that from? God didn't tell you, God didn't teach you it was all right to run around naked. God ain't the one that taught you that. God ain't the one that taught you it's all right to listen to your music that glorifies sin and immorality and drunkenness and living like a heathen. It ain't God that taught you that that's all right." David said, "The Lord has taught me some things, and he instructed me in my youth through these people of influence in my life. And they have taught me how to live for God." I wonder today if you're going to be taught anything. Now, there's a lot of ways. I got to hurry. There's a lot of ways teaching takes place in our life. Sometimes it's just an admonition. Sometimes here's what we say, Brother Wesley. We say you can learn it the easy way, or you can learn it the hard way. Amen. Some of us, the only way we learn is the hard way. Amen. And sometimes it's an admonition, and you can learn the easy way. These men of God get up and preach, and they warn you, and they tell you, amen, from the Word of God, the Lord said, "Do this and don't do that." And you can learn the easy way through admonition. It's interesting, the word that David uses here that the Lord has taught him from his youth, it means to goad or to teach with the rod as an incentive. Anybody here, now we're on live stream, so maybe we don't need to raise hands, but anybody here got a mom and daddy that they use the rod or some sort of form of punishment on your hind end? Everybody understand? Amen, we got something going. Don't call CPS on my parents. Amen. If you ain't, then you're missing out on, if you don't have parents like that, you're missing out on a real blessing. And what David is saying, there have been times I've been admonished that I didn't listen and I didn't allow the Lord to school me. And then the Lord had to crank up the heat and the pressure and break out the rod and began to go. Literally, the word means to go, to get back in line that you've been instructed and you're veering off. And the Lord comes by, and while He's schooling you, He's goading you, He's pricking you, He's trying to push you back into a path that is in line with the way that He has schooled you on how to live for God. You can learn it, young people. If you don't get nothing else out of what I'm saying, know this. God will teach you the easy way, or God will teach you the hard way. And I've watched when He has to teach some young folk and some older folk the hard way. I've been there when He had to deal with me the hard way. I would much rather say, and I'm trying to learn at 44 years old, to always remember to learn it the easy way. Have you been schooled to God? Who taught you? Who taught you how you're living right now? Amen. Let me say closing word. I'm done. Going forward, speaking about God. Notice what He said in verse 17. And hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. David is saying, I'm going forward with God, and I'm counting on the Lord to strengthen me, and I'm going to sanctify my life to the Lord. I'm willing to be taught as the Lord has already taught me. I'm going to take what He has schooled me in. I'm going to apply it to my life. If there's other things, and as there's other things He points out and teaches me, I want to be submissive to being schooled by God. And as I go forward with God, here's what I have in mind to do. I will make mention. I will declare the wondrous works of God in my life. Now, there's a couple of things about this. David, I think, is saying, as I go forward with God, I am banking on the Lord doing some wondrous things in my life. I know that as I go forward with God, I'm coming out of the pulpit. That's dangerous. Amen. I can't get carried away. We got preachers that got to get up here. Listen, he is saying, I'm going forward with God, and I know in doing so, God's going to do things in my life that are going to be wonderful. Can I promise you today, not in myself, not in anything that I can guarantee, but God has given a guarantee, and David is guaranteeing it, and if you young people will make up your mind, I'm going to go forward with God. What's God going to do? He's going to do wondrous things in your life. Oh, man, hallelujah. Brother Dodson, I'm glad to be able to say today from personal testimony, it is a wonderful life just going forward with God. Don't feel sorry for you. Say you're so old-fashioned, you want them old fuddy-duddies. Amen. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm living my best life, and I don't mean how Osteen said it. I mean on the authority of the Word of God. It is a wonderful, wonderful life just giving it to the Lord. Amen. I don't regret a day. Amen. It ain't always been easy. Brother Ash, there's been some hard days. There's been some battles. There's been some tears shed. There's been some valleys to cross. There's been some storms to go through. Amen. But I've been through all of that. And I can say today, and God has been wonderful. It's wonderful to be saved. It's wonderful to be serving the Lord. It ain't a bore and it ain't a chore. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. It's wonderful serving God. Hallelujah.
Wonderful words. Wonderful words that would kill the mind. Amen. Wonderful works. It is a wonderful life just serving the Lord. See, some of y'all,
you think this thing of going forward with God, you're going to miss out on some things. Let me tell you what, you are going to miss out on some things. You're going to miss out on a lot of heartache. You're going to miss out on a lot of tears of regret. You're going to miss out on a lot of sleepless nights. Hey, man, you're going to miss out on a lot of things. But God will replace everything you miss out on some wonderful things, on some glorious things. And you'll stand one day and say,
works of God in my life. Glory to God. David's banking on God doing some things in his life. Why? Because David said, I will go. Now here's what he said. Those wonderful works he does, I'm going to declare it. You know what that means? I'm going to speak about God. Oh boy. I looked up the word declare, Brother Dotson. And it means kind of what you think it would on the surface. It means to expose. David is saying, I'm going to expose God and what he's doing in my life to others. It means to explain. It means to praise or to announce. Brother Poindexter, I looked the word up and I found it interesting. One of the definitions you find, it means to front. To front. And the idea there is simply this. It gives the idea of standing boldly out in opposition to. When David said, I will declare the wondrous works, what God is doing in my life, with the grace that he gives me, the strength that he gives me, the way he sanctifies my life, the way that he schools me and teaches me, I am going to speak about that as though I am in opposition to everybody that wants to put God down. You're in a culture they don't want God around. You know what we need? We need some young people that will go forward with God. Brother Moss, go forward with God and say, I'm going to let God do some wondrous things in my life. And in a culture that is anti-Christ and anti-Bible and anti-old-time religion, and even in the realms of many of churches and religion today, they are against everything that we stand for in this meeting. And David is saying, I will gladly stand and declare. I will gladly stand out boldly in opposition to what is going on in this culture. That's what we need. We need young people. Listen, do you realize how confused young people are today? I'm not talking about you. You've been given the truth. You know what a man is and what a woman is. Amen. You know God's word is true and right. You know that. You know the truth and the power of the God. I've done got carried away and I can't stop now, Brother Michael. I'm telling you, I'm glad I know the truth. I'm glad I've been given the truth. I'm glad I'm not deceived. I'm glad I ain't in a cult today. I'm glad I know something about going forward with God. And God has done wondrous things in my life. And when you do that, guess what? You won't fit in with the world. You won't be able to get along with the world. That crown that is forsaken and is shacked up. That crown that is forsaken the old time way and has run to the world and has abandoned every standard of separation and has been given to them. Hey man, listen, you won't be able to get along with them. Your life will be lived if you go forward with God, standing out, speaking out, and separated out boldly in opposition to everything you've been taught. So how do I declare the wondrous works of God? Soul winning? When's the last time you told some other sinner young person about the grace of God that was given in your life? Well, I'm just too scared. I'm homeschooled. I make fun of y'all because I was, and my youngins are. I make fun of homeschoolers. I'm homeschooled. I'm scared of people. I got phobias. Anxieties. Get over it. God done anything in your life? Somebody needs to stand up and speak out boldly and say, I'm a Christian. And the Lord saved me. And the Lord has blessed me. And the Lord's been too good to me for me to be quiet. I want other young people to know about what God can do. What about declaring it in the sanctuary? I could run reference all through Scripture on these. When's the last time you as a young person stood up in one of your church services and said, I just want to brag on the Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.
Preacher, I ain't trying to take the service over. I just need to tell y'all what God's doing in my life. I ain't talking about the preacher pointed you out and said, give us a word today. I'm talking about you was so forward with God. You had gone so far with God. You didn't have to be pumped up and primed up. You didn't have to be begged. You didn't have to be brown-picked. But you was excited to be able to say, I just want to brag on the Lord. I want to declare the wondrous works of God. Boy, we need on-time revival fires to burn in our churches again. And you study every revival of human history that's ever taken place. It's on record. Those of our stripe and those not of our stripe. It always happens with young people. They're willing to make a stand and say, I don't care what anybody else thinks about me right now. I have to declare how good God's been to me. How we doing? Everybody okay? Anybody? Now, almost every hand went up. I want to go forward with God. Do you? Are you going to get some strength from the Lord? Are you going to? Do you really want to? Because if you really want to go forward with God, you have to be sanctified. You have to be willing to be taught some things. Let me help y'all here. I've got to quit. We got preachers lined up all over the place. I ain't preaching. I'm giving a devotion with screaming. Amen, Julie. Amen. You don't know everything. I ain't picking on you. I remember what it was to be a teenager. You think you know everything. Think your daddy's stupid. Your mama's ignorant. Let me tell you something. Your mom and daddy and your parents ain't as dumb as you think they are. You got to be willing to learn some things and be taught some things if you're going to go forward with God. Amen. Then you got to be willing to speak about God. Is he going to do some things in your life you can't even imagine? Sister Poindexter, am I telling it right? I'm telling it right. I'm telling it right. I'm telling it right. He's going to do some things that's going to blow your mind. Russell, 26 years of being saved, I'm looking back in my mind right now, and I can't believe some of the things God's let me do. Some of the ways God's used my life. Oh, yes. I mean things that are unseen that he has given me. I'm talking about joy and peace. Amen, a clean and clear conscience. Things only God could do. I'm looking back. Things that he's brought me through. Bills that he's paid and things that he's provided in miraculous ways. That all I can say is it is worth going forward with God. Won't you stand with me for a moment this morning? Grace Youth Choir, I want y'all to come if you would. Amen. I done worked up a sweat, Brother Lindsay. Hallelujah. We got plenty of time. We're not in a real big hurry. I know these services get long. I just want to give you my heart. That's what I've tried to do yesterday and today. I want you to go forward with God. I know your preachers want you to go forward with God. Amen. You're the only hope we have. We see that. We see that, don't we, Brother Michael? You're the only hope we have. Amen. I've got a generation. You see some of these white-haired and bald saints of God in this place. Some of these ladies that y'all have had serve you. Got the white hairs and the gray hairs. I'm glad they're part of the church, and they're a backbone of our church. I don't know what we'd do without them. But if the Lord don't come back soon, some of them's passing off the scene. We need some young people that have gone forward with God to fill in the ranks. We've got to have it. We've got to have it. This altar's always open.